12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to A Spy Thriller with Teeth. 12-Sided Stories presents Dead Drop, a story-heavy, rules-light, Knights Black Agents actual play. And now, your director, Wes Otis.
And welcome to Dead Drop, episode number 5. My name is Wes Otis. I have some great players. Let's start with B.
Hello, all. I am B Zelda, they, them, and I'm going to be playing Decker Black, he, they, the face and muscle, although his face has been recently tarnished. So we'll have to see how beautiful he still is.
Hello, I am Layla Soto, our kind of medic, and well, supposedly she used to kill people, but she really hasn't had to do that yet. And yeah, we were running in my heels, and I'm tired now.
Not only running in heels, but for some reason you had the forethought to put rubber on the bottom of them.
Yeah, for traction.
For traction.
It's a real thing. I got it.
It is a real thing. I have done it before.
Oy vey. All right. Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Sofia Vallardes, the resident hacker and cleaner and van person.
Hi, I'm Pooja. I'm playing Asha Kumar, and I would like people to stop trying to tell me to calm down. I believe that we are in a position where being upset is a completely objectively great reaction.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Let's talk about the last couple of episodes, or last episode in particular. You went to a party thrown by Brad Templeton, a mucky muck that was raising money for God's First Church. You showed up to a wonderful ballroom with not so wonderful music being played by a quartet, and you found in said ballroom a man hooked up to a machine that was slowly pumping out his blood, specifically Decker. Decker unhooked this man and took him out of the basement. Meanwhile, most of the party had reacted to being told there were traitors in their midst and attacked Layla, who tried very hard to get out, threw some knives and hit a bunch of them and killed a bunch of people and did some really cool stuff and got out by the skin of her teeth or by the rubber on her soles. And then this man that was taken out, calling himself the Baron, decided to have a little drink and bit Decker and regained a lot of his former power very quickly. Decker ran up to the upstairs bedroom where Asha was. Asha blew the door when the Baron was trying to get through it. They both escaped, not before Asha seeing the Baron, who said, "Well, my father has something to do with you, so I'm going to just leave you alone," and flew away into the night. And you all jumped into the van and drove off as the top floor had been exploded it by Asha. So that went pretty well. That part was very cinematic. On your way home, you all started bickering and about, you know, who should tell what stories and what's going on. And you called up Van Helsing and you bickered with him for a little bit. And you're all trying to make sense of this vast conspiracy. You know, rich people have made a lot of drugs, a lot of capsules of this drug that they're planning to ship out. And they have been draining blood from an actual vampire. There's another vampire who seems to be the dad of the Baron, and that's really unsettling. And Asha seems to be connected to this older vampire. So you all arrive at your second safe place, and we're going to say that we're going to start there. You're at your warehouse. You've parked the van. You've hidden everything. What do you all want to do? You have a ton of information, and you have to make a decision on what your next move is going to be.
I'm not really certain, to be sure. I was just thinking if we can find out if anyone knows anything about vampires, just to make sure that Decker is not going to die / turn into a beast.
Okay. I think the first mirror the Decker sees, immediately he's there, kind of pulling down his lid, like, "Are you okay? Is this?"
Pulling on it.
Can you imagine someone like Decker never being able to see himself in a mirror again?
No. Impossible.
I'm fading.
okay, Layla, who has information on vampires? Who do we contact?
Yeah, Layla and Asha both have 1 point in vampirology, so you're able to gather information from everything that you've seen so far and make a educated guess on what's going on. The one thing that you can definitely do is start testing blood of Asha and Decker to see if it has the same reaction that the blood from the capsules did. Blood from the capsules, remember, replaced all the blood in someone's body and turned them into kind of a feral creature. And the vampires that were at this particular party seem to be a little bit better put together. So maybe the version that they are having is a little different than the ones that the Allfathers have been pushing on the street.
More pure, perhaps?
More pure, a better version, maybe not cut with fentanyl, who knows?
Yeah, crack versus cocaine, got it.
Right, so you could test their blood for that. You know that full-blooded vampires seem to heal very fast if they get blood. He did not drain a lot from Decker, and he was able to kind of stand up and took a full blast of a door to the face and still walk through it.
Yeah, and flew. Cool.
And flew, and they fly. Now, you're not sure if they're light sensitive or not, and you can run that test to figure that out against the blood. You don't know whether or not they do show up in mirrors or on videotape, and you don't know what the difference between the chemical vampires, which sounds like an early 2000s metal band.
My Chemical Vampires.
My Chemical Vampires. Versus whatever these full-blooded vampires are. So there's that piece of it. So if you want to do some research, Layla, and test their blood and everything else, that would be one way to figure that out.
Can I start looking at footage from the cameras to see, number one, because Decker turned on the lights in the basement, would I have been able to see the Baron with those cameras? And just start kind of trying to identify people at that party.
Absolutely. I was actually going to say that you can also do that side of it where you start digging into these people a little bit more, maybe figuring out the web of vampires. Let us start with Sophia. So Sophia, I just want a general computer roll from you.
If you can identify the tech as well, that might help us better understand how they're synthesizing this blood into the...
into the pill?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the digital intrusion roll.
Okay. Is this hard?
I'm going to say no, actually, because you have a ton of information. You have the videos. So I'm not going to make it hard. And plus, it's a clue-related thing, but I want to see how well your Google skills are, basically. The Google.
So I will put, I guess, just one into it?
If that's what you want to do.
Six.
Okay. Yes, no problem. So I'm going to rattle off some names. You start putting people's faces to people's names and information. And because you're a hacker, you're able to find out where they live, contact information, where they're working. So the one face that you do find is the televangelist, Alex. Alex Tamal is the preacher for them. He is also on the board of Moon Incorporated, which is a rocket tech firm that deals with making spacecrafts for rich people to go up into space. Their CEO was actually there as well, Cal Rich. So C-A-L and then Rich. He is their CEO. And Moon Incorporated is actually connected to Delphi Tech. And Delphi Tech was the one that they mentioned yesterday as the company that is synthesizing the blood and the tablets and doing tests on the blood. So those are the big players of those particular things. And both those people were there. And Moon Incorporated owns Delphi Tech. And then Moon is owned by Taft Enterprises. There's so many different layers. So that's who was there. Brad Templeton obviously was there. For some reason, there's this Rick Lowe. This is an odd one to you, Sophia. Rick Lowe is just like a mid-level Border Patrol officer. So you're not really sure why he's there, but he's there. And he also has connections to God's First Church. And then, of course, Thaddeus's mother was there. And the final person is another person that you actually know. And it's Vlad Harmonov. And he is the head of West Ridge Disposal, a garbage company that is, you know, from the name and from the fact that it's a garbage company, it's probably mobbed up. So you've heard the name before, and he's up there as one of the Russian mob mucky mucks. So yeah, that is all of the main players, and all of those people turned into vampires once everything went south.
So was I able to see the Baron on the video?
Yes, actually you were. So they can be videotaped. And he has no record. There's no modern record of him that you can find.
Can't reverse image search his face. He doesn't exist in any databases.
Yeah, which is real. And you're going to you're tapping into NSA stuff, and he's not coming up even in there, and that's weird.
So for that, I may have to look at historical records.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
That's what you find. That's okay. And that gives you a lot of different places to go. There's actually quite a few places that you all can check out from that. Now, let's jump over to the tests. All right. Your vampirology, Layla, might help when you're doing these tests. I need you to make a medic roll. I'll just make one roll for both because you're drawing blood from Asha and from Decker to see whether or not they're infected. Now, question, if they are infected and could turn at any moment, and as someone who has taken out patients before, are you going to have a, syringe ready just in case, or?
No, I think suddenly, I don't know how to kill them yet. There's no recourse, but I'd rather have vampires on my side than just more wild cards that we have no idea what's going on. So,
true. This is true.
Yeah, okay. It's all a shot in the dark, and I fully acknowledge that. But for everyone's safety, let's figure out, hey, are you sick? Are you sick from this?
All right. Let's go ahead and make that medic roll for me and let me know what you get. How many points are you going to spend?
I'll just put in 2 to be safe, to feel safe. Is it a hard roll?
No.
Okay, I got 4. God, I love this dice. So 6.
All right, so no problem. So here's what you find from their blood test.
All right.
Decker has no different pathogens in his blood. It seems like there wasn't enough of a transfer for anything to really happen yet. So you don't think that he has any infected blood. He's just got lip abrasion, which will go away, and he should be fine.
It's swollen now.
It's very swollen.
He needs to stop tugging on it. I put stitches in there.
What? Ow.
Don't touch it. Wow.
Now, like I said before, the last blood sample was cancerous in the way that it attacked other cells and replaced them. Asha's blood is 70% different, but not like the pill. It is pure, but it's acting very differently. Instead of replacing her blood, it is working with her actual human blood, and it seems to be a much slower process. But she has definitely been in contact, at least from what you're thinking, at least 4 or 5 times with a vampire who has fed on her.
Dang. So from this, could I conceivably draw the conclusion that you can only be fed upon a certain amount of times before a change happens?
Yeah, what you're guessing is if they don't drain you, if they keep feeding on you over time, you will slowly turn into one of them. It seems like Asha's well on her way to that state. If she gets fed on 2 more times or 3, she will be completely changed over. And it's getting to the point where Asha hasn't noticed it yet, but she's going to start probably manifesting some certain powers that she doesn't know about yet. But you're afraid that that might pop up.
Powers, the last 3 months of my life. You know.
It's great.
I like now.
Now, do you tell them this information? How much of this do you relay?
Sorry, before, I like to imagine, like, this is probably a smaller lab, a little bit less sophisticated than our last hideout. So while Layla's doing this, Decker's on the phone with Jenny, trying to talk to his ma, making sure she's okay, and just pacing around the room completely, bumping into you a few times, Layla, not saying sorry, and just being that loud person on the phone.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave if you don't control yourself, man.
Sorry, Ma. What? What? I can't hear you.
I'm doing science.
Talking to my Ma. Ma, I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, that sounds great. That crochet is really cool. I can't wait to wear the scarf.
I'm pointing outside. I'm like, get out. Get outside.
What?
Leave.
Okay, fine. But tell me.
Shh.
He holds the phone down. Tell
you're
me
fine.
If I'm a vampire.
You're fine. Get outside. Oh. Leave.
Fuck yeah. Ma, I'm going to be okay. Huh. Yeah, no, it was just, it was like an STI test. Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks, though.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to stare at him till he leaves. Okay.
He goes.
All right. Well, I'm going to imagine that Sophia's probably still focused on the computer, unless you're saying otherwise, Sophia.
During this time, she's gathering data and trying to, you know, match faces to names.
Hackerman.
Hacking.
All right. Well, my instinct is to go to the patient first. So I'm just going to kind of like draw Asha aside and say, all right, well, how have you been feeling lately?
Layla, I literally woke up 12 hours before I met you and couldn't remember the last. You never did tell me when that mission was, so I don't even know how long I've been out.
It's been about 3 months, so that is concerning.
Nope, gonna need a minute. Give me 1 second.
No, wait.
Are you telling me he had me for 3 fucking months?
I don't know, but here's what I do know. You have been in contact with what are those? And I'm like trying to describe the Baron, but I don't want to say his name. Like,
I'm pretty sure we can call them vampires. They're vampires. They literally like, and I like pull down the weird, like out of season turtleneck that I'm wearing and like point to the holes in my neck.
Are they still there, by the way? Or
no, they're gone.
Hey, I'm going to grab her. I'm there. I'm looking, I'm like, I'm in there. And I'm like,
he's like slapping your hand away. Like,
no, look. Is there a mirror or something? I'm going to just stand behind her and be like, it's gone.
Holy shit. Oh, I'm guessing this is what you wanted to tell me, isn't it?
Yeah, actually. This is kind of makes it a lot easier. So I'm just going to go over to my notes. I'm like, well, let's try to be as professional as possible.
you have been fed upon, probably, almost certainly more than once. And as you can see, this is causing some changes. Yes.
So, okay. Well, if it's the number of feedings that do it, because you said those pills, like the blood in those pills was attacking the human blood, right?
Yeah. So I'll relay the cancerous version versus what your blood is actually doing. Yeah.
It's not even that the changed blood in my system is attacking my normal blood. It's that when I get fed upon is the inciting incidence for this change, we think, maybe?
Maybe.
Hypotheses?
Yeah, I mean, science. Yeah. I don't know if you want to tell the others. I will leave that up to you since we think you're stable.
I'm pretty sure that Decker couldn't keep a secret if his life depended on it. I'm pretty sure he didn't keep a secret when his life depended on it. So, no. This one will remain between you and me.
Okay. I will prioritize the protection of the innocent.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. So. That's all well and good. I'm going to prioritize murdering the jackass who did this to me.
Which is fair. And what I'm trying to say tactfully is, don't attack us, please, because we're going to have to...
Did you just try to call yourself innocent? Oh, that's cute.
No.
I'm not going to attack you.
Would you like me to walk you through my exact sentences again?
No. Nope.
Instead
nope.
of, you know...
You said, I'm going to
forward.
Prioritize the protection
Protecting
of
the innocent.
And then you said...
Yeah.
Just don't attack us, please. You said...
Yeah. Those are two different thoughts.
Just
I'm
don't
not sure if you
us,
understand
please.
That. I understand you're really stressed. It's a traumatic time.
If you tell me to calm
let's
down,
some
I'm
breaths.
Going to have a problem.
I didn't say that. Okay. I said, let's take some breaths. So stay with me. I understand. Projection, life experiences. I have trauma too. But let's just breathe in. No one's attacking you right now. And you're not attacking me. And that's great. Let's keep it like that. I'm sure that Sophia hears this part now. That's all it is. Deep breaths all around. We're cool. And we're going to figure out the next step.
We need a
Hopefully
plan.
Hopefully maybe a cure. Yes. That would be awesome.
How do we even fucking find these guys? Well, we haven't looked at any of that shit from the safe yet. So let's maybe start there.
Yeah. I'm going to take a quick breather outside. I'm also like, where did Decker go? Did he just walk away? Let me just make sure he's here.
He's in the kitchen now.
Let me make sure they didn't do anything. Okay.
He's ordering Domino's. Fuckers!
Like, I need to put a tracker on them. Like, what?
They're like, okay, so what's your address?
Pick up.
Maybe not.
No more drones.
Pick up.
Yeah, they'll yes. be mad at me if I do this. So okay. Let me jump to Decker real quick, actually. And you're on the phone. Your mother is talking to you. After talking about Krishane and everything else. And she goes,
how long am I going to have to stay in this hotel?
Ma, you know, a little bit longer, okay? Just a little bit longer. They have a hot tub there. That's great for your joints, you know? Isn't that better than home?
No, I like home. It's, you know, I have it, everything set up the way I like it. But, I mean, I'm fine here. I was just hoping for maybe some clarity on how long we're going to be here. I will say that Jenny's a wonderful young girl, and she's been doing such nice things, and you know, she's been taking good care of me, so I really appreciate everything that, you know, you've been able to set up, and I just worry about you, and I'd like your lifestyle to change in a way that doesn't involve so much danger.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself, you know that. But I'll be safe. And you just stay there 2 more weeks, okay? It
okay.
shouldn't be any longer than that. I'll do my best. I miss you so much.
I miss you too.
Catch up on the Golden Girls, okay? There's one more season you still have to watch.
Okay, I will. Be careful, okay?
I love you, Ma.
Love you too. Bye.
And he's just like hovering over the sink.
Suddenly Layla comes in and sees you hovering over the sink. Let's jump over to Asha. So Asha, you start looking through all of this paperwork, and it is financial paperwork for different large pieces of equipment, mainly from Moon Incorporated and Delphi Tech. There is also a weird invoice from Sally Summers Foods. You do a little digging, and it too is owned by Taft Enterprise. It's a one-off, though. That's what makes it weird. It's like there's all this other financial paperwork and just one invoice from Sally Summer Foods. You're not quite sure why that is. It kind of piques your interest. As you're sitting there, though, you get a memory flash. You are on a balcony overlooking Manhattan in a very tall building, drinking wine with a friend, you think? He's an older man, probably in his late 50s, early 60s. He's wearing a suit, and you are dressed in a long red dress. It looks like satin or silk. And he says to you, "This is a really dangerous job. And if you take it, you're going to be in very deep, and I won't be able to pull you out. I know you don't believe me, but they're actually vampires. This person is dangerous. Do you understand what I'm saying?" And you reply, "Yeah, I don't know if I believe that they're what you're saying they are, but I will still do the job because I think it's important. You know, I think we need to find out what's going on." And he goes, "Okay. Just remember, don't let them bite you." And then you flash out of it. And that's a little snippet that you remember.
Well, that didn't quite go according to plan then. But I don't remember the man's name or anything. Like, nothing else about him. Just what he looked like there.
Just what he looked like, yeah.
Any similarities to the Baron?
Mm-mm.
No.
Hmm. Okay.
The Baron was very young, very attractive looking. This guy he's attractive, but he's older, definitely human, aging kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So obviously I knew more about this when I went into it than I do now coming out of it. Great. Only way out is through. Only way out is through. And I just like, I'm going to head down. Outside of the Sally Summers Foods invoice, is there anything else that sticks out from the financials, like locations, or just some of the money traced back to like certain places that I might recognize, anything like that?
One thing that you notice is that there are a lot of shipments going both south of the border from Sally's to here. So there seems to be something hidden within those invoices and trucks that are making it across the border both ways. You know, there's something coming up from Mexico and something going into Mexico. And you notice that the document is signed off on by Officer Lowe of the Border Patrol. So that is that connection that you can make there. There also seems to be a connection between the Allfathers and Officer Lowe. And I know it might be shocking that some of the Border Patrol people are connected to a white supremacist group, but, you know, crazier things have happened.
Shocking.
So when you do a little bit more research, he definitely seems to be connected to the Allfathers. What you've put together is Sally Summer Foods is bringing things, and they're vague. They're not saying what's on these trucks, but it's just equipment or something. It's generic nomenclature. So there's stuff coming up from Mexico, and then Sally Summers is sending stuff back. And it looks like Officer Lowe is taking whatever the final process thing is and giving it to the Allfathers for distribution on the street. You're wondering what the connection between all of this is, between them and if they're selling off old stock of the bad stuff, because it seems like the Allfathers are hopped up on the bad stuff, the older version, the less pure version. But that's the piece of the puzzle you're not sure about.
So we need to intercept a shipment, sounds like.
That can definitely be something that you definitely do.
Okay, so I'm going to go to kind of gather everyone up. And it's like, I found a connection between the all these companies. There's also Sally Summers Foods, and they've been using that as a front to import-export some kind of product.
That's probably all those crates we saw.
Probably, but what we need to do is confirm, because they're shipping something into Mexico and shipping something back, and then Rick Lowe over there is giving some of whatever that is to the Allfathers.
So they can sell that on the streets.
So if we intercept one of these shipments, we can see, are they just offloading older versions? Are they purposefully making something different? Do they have another one of these fuckers down in Mexico?
Yeah, that's very possible.
What I'm wondering is if Rick Lowe is giving this stuff to the Allfathers on the sly, because to me, it seems like these people are really rich, want to keep it exclusive, and they don't want a cut down crappy version of it just available to anybody, right?
Maybe, but
they did have Rick at the party.
Yeah. Well, he's signing off on all these shipments for them. So maybe he's taking a cut on the side and they don't know about it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, yeah.
Maybe we could pay him a visit.
Yeah. Remember, he is one of these things. So we may want to visit him somewhere where, you know, maybe at work or somewhere where he can't transform.
There's no telling how many of these things that there are out there.
I would rather have him isolated in his own home, at a park, somewhere where we can get him alone. And hey, this is going to be a great time to, I don't know, cut off his head, cut off a couple of limbs. Let's find out what could really kill one of these.
Personally, I was like, well, should we check out this Summer's Food angle and like see if they're storing stuff there? But if you want to fight a monster right now, okay.
So you want to put pressure on Lowe first and then go from there?
Well, that's Decker's idea. And respectfully, he is not the brains. He knows
he's the
what
face.
He wants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how does everyone, what's the temperature?
I mean,
what are we thinking?
I like looking at Sally Summer Foods angle first, because, you know, you go and you try and strong arm somebody without having any background information or not enough background information, it's not going to work.
I mean, he's an Allfathers. Frankly, that's enough for me to cut his head off.
I mean,
eventually, but
yeah,
patience.
We want to do it successfully, right? Because you tried unsuccessfully before, remember?
Okay, I broke her neck. I didn't tear her head off. I don't know if I can tear a person's head off.
There was a neck injury that didn't work, so we want it to work next time.
What if we have to sever the spine?
Yeah, we're just saying, let's
stop. Ooh, we haven't tried staking the heart yet. I can't believe I didn't even think of that. That's the classic. Oh,
honestly, again, I saw someone shot in the... How many times do I have to say I saw a woman shot, perforated, torso, Swiss
yeah,
cheese.
Said that a few times.
Yeah, so I don't know about... Yeah, maybe the... I'm not saying the head thing is bad, but let me just... I'm just injecting some cooling energy here. We'll do it right.
I walk up and I grab Decker's phone out of his hand. I say, no online ordering of any kind. No. No, you are not burning another location.
I could have done
no,
that.
No, no, no. Bad Decker. No.
Okay, phone's down. Phone is down.
Okay, so right then, your phone starts to ring, Asha. And again, it says C.
How is this even in my phone? This is a new phone. I have gone through multiple phones, is just kind of my mental. So I pick up.
We need to talk.
Is talking what you're calling it now?
No, I really need to talk to you. Obviously, there's a problem. My son came to me and told me what he's been through. And, well, you're obviously investigating something going on with these people. And I wanted to stop. Not the investigation. What they're doing.
Well, that is one thing that we can be aligned on. I'm not getting anywhere near you.
I don't understand. You seem to enjoy it so much when we were together. Now, all of a sudden, you're upset about it.
Let's just say I have some trust issues currently. So I would be more than happy to talk, but we're talking now.
We are. What are your plans? How are you going to stop these people? Because they're obviously hunting us.
We are tracing down their manufacturing and shipment and following that ladder right on up to the top.
Layla's like, is she talking to Van Helsing or what?
I can't tell.
Like, and I'm just going to signal to, like, just give me a minute.
So they have shipments then. What company are they dealing with?
That's my business, and I shall continue to work that angle without interference.
Do you want to know how I know what your phone is every time you change it? You're slowly turning into one of us. Soon, I'll be able to see through your eyes. I'll be able to hear what you hear, and I'll be able to call you to me. And you will be happy to do it. So, don't fight so much. Just enjoy the ride into immortality that I'm giving you.
I'll be dead long before I'm your puppet. One way or another, this bond will break.
You're already my puppet, dear.
And then he hangs up.
Everybody's staring at you.
So, remember how last night I told you about my stalker? Vampire stalker.
The vampire you slept with, yeah.
Multiple times.
Remember who fed on me multiple times. No one knows right. about the and sexual was... relationship because I didn't say it because I'm pretty sure I was assaulted.
Decker would just imply it.
Yeah.
And that's I was about to just ask.
Like,
yeah. There's an assume in there.
Not, and it's also not something I'm going to talk about.
Fair. Are you okay?
Nope. But it's fine. I have a vampire stalker. It's the dad of the one that bit you.
Oh, the hot one. Oh, shit. I want to be happy, but I'm actually really worried for you. Okay.
So, I don't know what he looks like. I don't know his actual name. Though if that one's called the Baron, this one, C, probably stands for Count, because originality is not ranking high up in the list of all these names.
Oh, that's so good.
Van Helsing, the Baron, Count. I'm sensing a theme.
I'm here for this theme. I really like
great.
So what did he say to you?
Yeah.
They are also interested in stopping production of the drug.
Oh, good, good. That's good. Why?
Because it's made from them. They were sucking out the Baron's blood downstairs, right?
He was a prisoner. Okay, I went into that and I thought I was genuinely helping him and I didn't process I got the tubes and I didn't really think and yeah, that was, I did a good thing. And he's like really seeking validation for that major fuck up.
there's just, no, shaking head.
You did a thing.
You did a thing. It's neutral, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay. Neither good nor bad.
No, I'm just going to go with that.
It just was.
Yeah, your instinct to free a prisoner was good. I'll say that.
Thank you. Okay, I needed that.
Sometimes things are a prisoner for a reason.
Okay, so moving on, he's free, and they want to stop the production of this drug. Any advice? Are they going to help? Any tips or tricks? Any hints?
Not particularly, no. More taunting and fishing for information that we have, because they obviously know nothing.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny. I'd imagine their networks would be pretty strong. You did say very angrily and distinctly something about not being his puppet and some other stuff that I wonder if you'd like to share with us.
Well, he was definitely insinuating a lot of shitty stuff, very stalker-esque, about how it was only a matter of time before I was in his control.
Like a thrall?
Who knows?
Layla Stoneface.
Like, but either way, delusional.
Uh-huh.
But also with creepy-ass superpowers. So,
should we get on the road? I know this is a lot to process for everybody, but kind of on time limit.
Well, I mean, I think we need to rest just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm still running off of adrenaline and panic, and my lip is really sore.
Yeah, because you keep talking.
Yeah, I think if you sleep, you'll be resting your lip. We can put an ice pack on it.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that there can't be too many of the actual vampires. Basically, they don't have any information. They don't have a massive network. And here's my guess, is that they're pretty selective about who they enthrall. We'll put it that way. They're pretty selective about it, and having this drug out on the street is the last thing that they want. That is my guess.
Cool. Well, I do, not that I need to bring it back to validate myself again, but like, because I don't have the Baron anymore, that was a great way to stop some of the drug. Like, that was actually a really good move on my part.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't we take, why don't we sleep?
Okay. So you all sleep. It's the next day.
Can we reset our skills?
Yeah.
Yes, you can reset your skills.
I have a need to blow things up currently.
Oh, yes. I'm going to reset back a bit. I need some more stability. After that nap, I'm feeling very stable.
So there is a news report that comes across Sophia's feed about an escaped convict who attacked a fundraiser for a church.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
And his accomplice, a known private doctor, and it has your two's pictures on the news feed as assailants trying to rob a bunch of rich people at a charity fundraiser. And it's plastered everywhere.
Is there a racist angle to this as well?
There's always a racist angle to it.
Oh my God.
They have a normal picture of Layla because Layla's never been in jail. Yours is totally your mugshot.
I look so bad in that mugshot.
Yeah, you look terrible. It's not you at all.
Not flattering.
It's definitely somehow like a picture of me like mid-talking. Like
yeah, your eyes are like going up. And,
yeah,
like, your
it's like my hair is swooped like or something. Well, now I wear wigs, so I guess it's face masks and wigs for the rest of a while. Holy shit.
Good way to flesh you out. Get you out of hiding.
Wow, so they took away the face's superpower. And I just look at Decker like...
It's okay. It's okay. If I can find some clippers, we're going to shave my head. And who would like to pierce my face?
Oh, no. We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. We don't need to go extreme.
I mean, face piercings are pretty normal and like 16-year-olds get them now. So I feel like extreme is a little
extreme. But I mean, that's not going to face piercings aren't going to fool face identification things.
No, but it'll fool people.
True, unless he gets like a bull ring. Yeah, we can get some fake things if it really, you know, just the ones that clip on. We don't have to actually put holes in your
face.
Well,
there's definitely disguise. Disguise is something that you all can.
Okay, I'm not going to shave today. We'll see if I can grow my mustache.
Okay.
It could work.
Yeah, it'll work. But yeah, so obviously.
We're burned.
You're burned, and they're coming after you. Obviously, they're going to come after you pretty hard. They don't know Asha and they don't know Sophia. So that is at least something. But yeah, you have ticked off the vampire nest as it was.
Or the quasi vampire nest. The proto vampire nest?
Well, I'm talking about the rich people who are selling the drug.
We'll call them the monster nest.
Right. Yeah. Okay. The creature nest.
The creature nest. And then the
vampires
nest.
Are the vampires.
Excellent. Good distinction.
Okay. So are we going to waylay one of the food trucks that is coming from Mexico, or are we going straight to Lo and put some pressure on him to see what's what?
Well, we need to check in with Van Helsing, right?
Yeah.
We need to check in with Van Helsing, right? I mean, our last communique was prior to us looking at any of this information, not to mention now that I've had a good night's sleep, in heavy quotation marks, I'm less likely to want to stab him through the phone line.
All right, so you call him up and he says,
Hey, also, I saw the news. We had cleared Decker, and it looks like they can pull more strings than I can. We're trying to figure out something, but the two of you are basically burned at this point. So...
Time for a new identity. We get it. Like, you hear the buzzing in the background.
He's already shaped.
So what's the plan? What's the information you found from the safe?
And you can just say you relay the information.
Yeah. Relay.
He goes,
wow, that is a lot to process. So there's real vampires, and then there's these creature that are taking this pills. You've got Moon Incorporated, Delphi Tech, Sally's Summer Foods and God's First Church, all wrapped up, and Taft Enterprises owning all of it.
And Taft Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if James Taft is this really rich, probably second richest person in the world. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. I wonder if he's part of it.
Is he American?
Yes. Yeah, he is.
Would I have, now in my previous profession, have interacted with anyone that I could?
You have network,
leverage?
I believe, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you've rolled with the really rich people before, so you could definitely contact someone and find out some information on James Taft. But it's up to you which of these organizations you go after first or what people you go after first.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, personally, I don't have any other questions for him. I'm ready to commit to the next venue, I guess, and I will be wearing a disguise.
I think I just want to, it's like, well, any connections that y'all can dredge up from your end while we have boots on the ground.
I will call you in 2 hours with as much information as we can get, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Keep me in the loop.
Well, 2 hours gives me some time because if we want to put our boot on somebody's neck, you got to have some weight behind the boot. So we have to have something besides weird vampire drug that some of these people don't want out in public. Some good old fashioned blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, we could do the old, I don't remember the name for this one, of the old fake health inspector route. We go in and check out the warehouse or wherever they're shipping out this summer. If we're doing the summer foods thing first, somebody, I mean, I still respect your skill, Decker. If we get like a nice toupee since you shaved all your hair or something on you, I think we could actually make that work where it seems completely legit.
Yeah, you don't think bald is a good look?
Oh, well, I think it's again, it's like your face is the same. So we need to change a thing so that people don't go like, that's him with the shaved head.
Okay. I thought maybe I was doing like a Superman Clark Kent thing. I could put on some glasses.
You are very skilled. I glance into the meta gods. He might be able to do that. I don't know for sure.
I got points in disguise.
Yeah. So, hey, confidence is key, but definitely let's help each other out. But yeah, that's my off the cuff idea for Summer's Foods. Sally Summers.
Well, I mean, I can pretty easily forge an ID, health inspector ID.
Ooh.
All right. So let's say we set all that up.
Okay.
And we go to our next location, which is the foods place. You want to go to the warehouse. You don't want to stop one of the trucks, is what we're saying.
I mean, we could do, intercept a truck.
I like the isolation of it. They'll have the clipboard with all the data, where they're going to, where the warehouse is from.
Yeah. Could we nail down, a suspicious truck, perhaps? Or, I don't know, does that help our chances?
Well, based on this paperwork, we should be able to say, are the deliveries coming in on a schedule, or...
They're coming in on a schedule.
Is there one perhaps coming in today?
There seems to be trucks coming into the factory every 5 hours.
Holy shit.
There's a lot of these trucks.
Dang.
Coming in from Mexico?
In from Mexico, and then every 5 hours going back to Mexico. So they come in, they're there for about 4 to 5 hours, then they turn around and go back. So every 5 hours, a truck comes in. Every 5 hours, another truck goes out. So throughout the day, they stop around, maybe 10 at night and then start back up at about 5 in the morning and then just go throughout the day.
Okay. So, we don't know. There's no way to tell, if the going trip or the return trip is the more valuable stop. But it seems like either way, there's probably something weird in there. I don't know. That's my only thought. Otherwise, I'm good to go.
If we pull the inspector route, we can hit them up at the truck and then hit them up coming and going.
Ooh, there we go.
We just need to not get blown on the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which do we have a good record of? But I'm down to try it and facilitate. I'm going to assume that I'll be more of a surveillance angle here. Maybe backup weapon. I don't know.
Sophia, you know Teamsters that drive trucks. So you might be able to find out somebody that's driving one of these things before you even do anything.
Okay. So I'm going to use some of my connections.
Okay. So you want to call Alexander and see if he can help you out with the name?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. How's it going with you?
All right. So you need some kind of name for a truck driver for this Radon Sally Summers stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Any of our people?
Well, they're all our people.
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, we got a Joey Martinez coming up from Mexico in about 10 tonight. And I can get word for him to make a stop at an inspection place if you need to.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
All right, good luck. Let me know what's going on when you have a chance.
Thanks. I will. I will. It's, far more complicated than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, we have some people that want some answers, so when you have some, let me know.
All right, thanks.
So, you want to fast forward to the inspection and all that?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Slightly different outfits, you know, we're dressed for the part, we got clipboards. Decker put on glasses.
Okay. If you have, everybody make a disguise roll.
Yeah.
If you have points that you can put into it, great. If not, that's okay. Just make a roll.
Stick 2 points in
it. You only have one point for disguise.
Only 1 point.
Oh, no.
I'll put crap. That's why I was like, I'll stay in the car, like, or in the office.
Yeah, I was going to stay in the van. Should I?
Who's going to go in with me?
You probably should still
roll. It's probably going to be Asha and Decker then.
I like that.
Okay, I got a 6.
Oh, I didn't roll yet. 3 points.
So should I still roll or I'm just chill? I'm in the, okay, cool.
Nah, you're cool. If you're chilling in the van, that's fine.
I got a 6.
I do want to see if sometime during this day that I can pull Layla aside.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
Since we are currently in an open communication situation, according to C, and he could be telling the truth, who knows, this transformation comes with some kind of psychic link.
Oh, is this how he
knew my phone number?
This is how he keeps finding you?
Mm.
He can't find me, or I think he would be here already. But I need you to work on a way to reverse it, even a little.
Yeah, I think that lines up perfectly with everything else that's going on. So,
not to mention that I need you to be my insurance policy.
Layla gets real serious. She's like, I won't do you the disservice of asking, do you know what you're asking? I know you know.
He wants me to dance on his strings, Layla. And I won't do it.
Okay. And Layla...
I live as myself or not at all.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm like, well, Layla would have maybe tried to do a hug, but it feels so wrong. So she sticks out her hand first. All right, you've got a deal.
Great.
Not sarcastically, just like,
No, I feel like it's like one of those situations where it's like, hand goes out, I look at it for a second. And we do the, like, clasp hands bro hug thing.
Yes. It's like,
we have emotions. Weird. We refuse to, we refuse to acknowledge them.
You do the predator handshake, the classic one with the big bulging muscles.
Oh, yeah.
The movie.
All right. You all show up at this spot and... Joey pulls into this like rest area, gets out, leaves the door of his cab open, the keys dangling in the ignition, and walks off towards the restrooms. Doesn't say anything to you, just leaves the truck there with the keys. And the two of you, Asha and Decker, are now on as Sophia and Layla watch from the van. What do you do?
So if I understand, y'all, Sophia and Layla, you're going to be handling that van?
No, we're on surveillance because there's just one.
We're in the surveillance van.
Yeah.
And I've arranged for Joey to just kind of
take an extra break for a little while.
Let you look in the truck.
While you check out what's in the truck.
Okay. Yeah. With our disguised selves, we'll saunter on over like we belong.
Okay. Sounds good.
Get in the van and start opening the console, opening the what's in the dash.
I mean, the bag. I would like to know what's in the back.
I want to see some papers. But yes, we got lots of places to look at.
So wait, if this, so you go to the cab and look for the paperwork side of it, and I'm going to open up the bag.
Perfect.
So the paperwork side of it for you, Decker, has paperwork for crossing the border, paperwork for Sally Summer Foods, as well as paperwork for Taft Enterprises, and a manifest with a bunch of generic-looking Spanish names with no surnames. And while you're reading this, you, Asha, open up the back, you swing open the door, and you see that there is a fake, basically, cover that you can easily get past. It's like a little curtain thing. And when you get up into there, you notice that both sides of this 18-wheeler have a bunch of seats next to each other and all of this tubing going up. And there are all of these people sitting there looking like they're asleep and having blood drawn from them up into this big thing above them. And you smell the blood, and suddenly you feel like your teeth just hurt for a second, and you get really hungry. And that's where we're going to stop this episode.
Oh, that's good.
So,
oh, no.
Thank you all so much for, again, a great game. I appreciate it. And let's find out where we can find all you wonderful people. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe through BattleBards.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter if you'd like to chat or whatever, or just look at the weird tweets that I'm retweeting, let's be honest. That's at Saint Spider TV, S-A-I-N-T-S-P-I-D-E-R-T-V. Thank you.
I have been your non-binary busy bee. You can find me on Twitter as @B_Zelda. I am a podcaster, streamer, sometimes a TTRPG writer. I was recently featured in Tears of a Machine. I was reading, I read the audiobook portion of it, which was really cool to kind of like read out the rules for folks to listen to if you don't want to read the physical book. So if that appeals to you, check that out or give me a follow online.
Hello, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LADACYGIRL. That's LADESIGIRL. Pretty much all the other socials as Forgotten Saves, where you can see many, many photos of my cats and also see, you know, what else I'm doing in the TTRPG world.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at @PlateMailGames on Twitter. You can also find the podcast / stream at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 Sided Stories on both Twitter and Instagram. We have our own website as well, which is 12 Sided Stories, all written out, all one word, .com. We are on Twitch on Tuesday nights as well, doing a game. Right now, it's Call of Cthulhu Providence Decayed. When you ever listen to this, it might be something new and different. Who knows? Come and check that out. If you want to help our shows, definitely give us reviews on your favorite podcast. Do a shout out on social media. Let people know why you like the show. And then definitely go over to Ko-fi or Patreon and become a supporter. Any one of those things or all of them is helpful. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week with more Dead Drop. Goodbye.
Bye.